At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money. So much for joining me today on the Amber Main Show. We've been looking at how God reveals himself to us, and if you've missed any of the series so far, go ahead and check me out on my website, AmberMayShow.com. That's AmberMayShow.com, and I hope you enjoyed that song. It's called Majesty, and I picked that out because in this episode today, we're going to be talking about how God decided He wanted to have a relationship with us and made a way to do so even when we screwed up. And in the beginning, it talked about how here I am knowing I'm a sinful man, but I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. So what does that look like? Maybe some of you don't understand that phrase and what that means. And I want to go back to the beginning. And God wanted a relationship with us so much that he decided to create man. And I think that's why he also created the female for Adam, because it gave Adam an understanding, it gave mankind an understanding of how much God desired to have a relationship with something that can love him back and to have a dialogue with and just to have that relationship, because inside each one of us, we desire to be in a relationship of some kind. We seek out friendships, we seek out romantic relationships, but most important, we should seek out the relationship with God. And in Genesis 1, it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. And God saw that all he had made was very good." Genesis chapter 2, we see something beautiful from God. God had created all the birds of the air and the beasts of the fields and every living creature God made. And then he made man in his own image. And he put Adam in charge of the garden to take care of it. And God said, it is not good for man to be alone, and I will make a suitable helper for him. That God cared so much about Adam and how much he wanted to have a relationship with Adam, but he knew that Adam also needed someone to help him, a helper, also someone to be his companion. So God decided to give him a female. And he put Adam to sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs, and he had taken it out of man and brought her to the man. And the man said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united as one flesh. The man and wife were both naked, but felt no shame. During this time, God would come down to the garden and they'd walk together. I can't imagine living in this time. It must have been wonderful. No sin has entered. There had been no death yet, no disease. Nothing to separate us from God. God did tell Adam and Eve that, well, he told man that there is one tree that is forbidden for you to eat. Because if you eat, you'll know the knowledge of good and evil and you will surely die. But everything else they were free to have except that one tree. Up until then, they didn't know they were naked. There was no shame in seeing each other that way. It's just until sin came that we start feeling shame. And we start feeling shame because the relationships, when you have with someone and you do something that's not correct, you feel that shame, that guilt. It separates you. It separates you from that right relationship with another person. And right here we can see how that shame, that separation is going to happen. And the separation is going to have between him and God. Pretty soon, they're not going to have that walking in the day every day with God and spending that one-on-one time with God. And you know who that's going to hurt a lot? Even though God already knew it was going to happen, that had to have broken his heart because he made man to have a relationship with him. He wanted something to love him back, someone to have conversations with. I don't think God wanted to be alone anymore. That's probably why he made man. And now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat from the fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. And the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to man, where are you? He answered, I heard you in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. He said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree I've commanded you not to eat from?
Adam and Eve broke the relationship with God. God must have been so sad, and they were ashamed of what they've done. Because when you break a relationship with someone, you become ashamed. And a lot of times you want to separate yourself distance-wise because you're ashamed. It's very common. We hear that all the time, you know, that people just want their space after something has happened in a relationship. But God put relationships here on earth, and he put a desire within us to want relationships so that we will seek him out first. And then after that, obviously, he said it wasn't good for man to be alone in the beginning. So obviously it's not good for man to be alone now. But first of all, we were always supposed to seek after a relationship with him. And it's really sad that what happened in the garden, you know, broke relationships. But here's where God mended the relationship. And here's where the song Majesty comes from. Majesty, here I am, knowing I'm a sinful man covered by the blood of the Lamb. Because sin entered the earth, something had to die. For didn't Eve just say, if you eat of the fruit, you're going to surely die? Well, the consequence is something had to die for the sin, because the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So here's where the first blood sacrifice came from. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat it and live forever. Because if that happened, he would have lived forever separated from God. And that's not what God wanted. So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. Above, he drove the man out and placed on the east side of the garden a cherubim and a flaming sword swinging back and forth to guard the way of the tree of life. So God had to sacrifice an animal to atone for their sin, because the wages of sin is death. So God placed the sin of Adam and Eve on that animal so that Adam and Eve would still have a chance to have a relationship with God. But not only that, had they have eaten from the tree of life, they would have forever been separated from God. And that's not what God wanted. Then if you turn to John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not die, but have everlasting life. And I'd love you to go back to my website, AmberMayShow.com, go to my podcast, and look at the program that I did about Easter, because that really lays the gospel message of why Jesus came on earth. Jesus, in Genesis 1:1, it says, this is how much God wanted a relationship with us. He left the throne, and the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, and his glory of the one and only, who had come from the Father, full of grace and truth. God left his splendor and all of his glory to become mere human beings. If you'd like to help me spread the word about my program, please visit my website, AmberMayShow.com, and go to my corner store. I have a bumper sticker there. And if you purchase a bumper sticker, it's just for cost. I'm not making any profit off of it. That will help spread the word about my program. AmberMayShow.com. You can check it out. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, someone else, because eventually number two will look out for you.
At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.